Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are speaking with our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt, who's been in Manhattan at the trial of Joe Prococo, perhaps the closest aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Up yesterday on the witness stand, the governor's chief of staff, Linda Lacewell. Good morning, Karen. Give us an update.
Good morning, David. Yes, Linda Lacewell, another one of Governor Cuomo's top longtime aides. She's now his chief of staff. She, like Joe Prococo, also left state government for a while and recently came back. Unlike Joe Prococo, though, she's not in any trouble for anything she's done. The prosecution called her mostly, I think what they like to do in these trials, especially when it's something about the inner workings of state government that not a lot of people know about, they want to pick somebody, you know, who is from the inner workings of state government to present to the jury, you know, how does government work? A lot of it was like a civics lesson, like, you know, who is the chief of staff? You know, what was Joe Prococo's job? What exactly did he do? You know, what kind of meetings did they have? How are the offices arranged? Which was fairly important because we learned that Joe Prococo always had a connecting door to Andrew Cuomo. And Lacewell, in her testimony, portrayed Cuomo and Prococo as being very close. Wherever the governor went, Joe Prococo went. And we reporters covering Andrew Cuomo for many years know that. You always saw Joe Prococo with him. And she also revealed that they were so close that Joe even took care of some of Andrew's family matters. After his father, the late Mario Cuomo, died, apparently Joe Prococo was helping him manage his father's estate. He also helped Andrew with his taxes. That all came to light on the morning of April 26, 2016, when the FBI came and raided Joe Prococo's house. And Joe had to call Linda Lacewell because her job was at risk management. So she was always had to be called when somebody was in trouble. And this was apparently some of the biggest trouble anybody had been in. And he had to tell them that the FBI was raiding his house and say that his wife was being paid by this power company to do a teaching job, which is Linda Lacewell said that was the first time she heard about that. And that he'd also been paid by these Syracuse developers who are also co-defendants in the case, Core Development, that he'd been paid for them. And according to Linda Lacewell, the governor was very surprised and said, "What? What are you talking about?" and asked him to repeat it. So she was kind of laying evidence that perhaps the governor was not all that involved in what was going on. Obviously, Governor Cuomo has not been implicated in it. But mostly she was to establish that Prococo and Andrew Cuomo were very close and, you know, how she came to learn of the things that he did, and sort of establishing that you're not supposed to do those kind of things in government. You take an oath of office that you're supposed to, obey the ethics of the state, and this obviously bribery is not one of those things, and that's, of course, what Joe Prococo is alleged to have done.
And certainly opposite of the pin that they wore that says we serve the people.
Yes, they did bring that up, and she even brought up that the governor himself designed the pin. So that's sort of setting the stage for the witnesses that are going to come. I assume that will testify that Prococo did engage in bribery, and one of them will be the former lobbyist that we've mentioned before, Todd Howe, who's already pleaded guilty to 8 felonies and is expected to be a star witness.
Our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt, at the trial in Manhattan, covering it for us and for all of public radio. Karen, we always appreciate your great work, and we'll keep in touch on these very important moments in New York State government and politics.
Yes, great. You'll hear more on this from me.